Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 56. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 8th chapter. When a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded a hundredfold." As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy, but these have no root. They believe for a while, and in the time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I would say be seated, but I don't think most of you can. You know, one of the challenges of being raised in the suburbs like I was is that you have absolutely no knowledge of farming. The agricultural and horticultural metaphors of Scripture just don't register for me sometimes, and I sort of regularly botch them in sermons. But even a city boy like me can tell you that the farmer sowing seed in this gospel lesson doesn't seem to be a very good farmer at all. He surely isn't following farming best practices. The farm growth experts would be baffled. Here he is tossing seed on a path, on rocky ground, on a thorn patch. What farmer worth his salt would spread seed so randomly, so indiscriminately, without even the probability that it might take root and grow? Surely not an efficient farmer who measures his work numerically in terms of success. And maybe that's just the point. The farmer in this lesson is doing something completely unexpected, even irrational to our earthbound minds. For that farmer is Jesus Christ, your Lord. The focus of this parable is not the four types of soil, which Jesus tells us correspond to the way that we receive his word. Now, it can be pretty common for us to read it that way, because after all, then it makes it about us, and who doesn't want the parables to be about us, except for those really bad ones? What kind of ground am I? What kind of growth do I have? Am I even capable of growth? But that's not the point in this parable. The point of the parable isn't even really so much the seed, which corresponds to God's word. The real astounding thing about this passage, what always strikes me, is that farmer. Sower the seed, tossing his seed all over the place, even in places where he knows it can't grow. Yet he spreads it nonetheless. The farmer spreads the seed completely irrespective of its prospects for growth. He does so because apart from that seed of his, there could be no growth at all. The only hope for a bumper crop is in that lonely, isolated, solitary farmer launching the seed wherever he goes, because he knows that this seed alone can bring about crops. And he has confidence. That sower, of course, is Jesus Christ, and that seed is the preaching of the gospel, which he sets forth for all to hear. He does not simply bring his word to those who will listen to it and believe it. No, on the contrary, he does so even to those he knows will not believe it. Just as in last week's gospel lesson, Christ was the vineyard owner who so lavishly and generously gave a full day's wage to workers who showed up at the last minute, so now Christ lavishly and generously delivers his word to all. Not because they will listen to it and believe it, but in spite of the fact that they may not. Your Lord knows his word will be ignored. He knows people will dispute it and turn away from it and reject it, just as they would reject him in his incarnation when the Lord came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Just as they would reject him throughout his ministry, just as they would reject him in the praetorium and before Pontius Pilate that first Holy Week, just as they would reject him while he suffers, bloody, listless, and dying upon a cross on a Friday afternoon for the sins of the world. He knew they would reject him, yet that still did not deter him. Neither does it deter him with you. Now, your Lord gives you his word, not because you will listen to it, not because you will trust it, but in spite of the fact that you won't. He knows full well that you will ignore it, that you will fail to heed what he says, that you will tune it out, yet still he brings it to you anyway. And he does so because there is no other way for you to believe and be saved apart from his word. He declares that word to the rebellious teen and to the independent-minded adult, to those who are too smart and to those who are too self-sufficient and think they don't need him, to those who aren't listening and to those who are hostile, to those who are sleepy and to those who are indifferent, to men who like it or like it not, as we would have sung yesterday in the hymn. He spreads it among you in the sermons that you hear and the scriptures that you read and the sacraments that you receive, even though he knows that at times you will not listen to it and you will doubt it. Yet your Lord still speaks his words of grace and truth to you. For through his word alone does the Spirit work to create faith where there is none and to sustain faith in the believer. He brings his word to you because apart from it, you have no hope, you have no life, and you have no salvation. He does so willingly and gladly, even among you, even now, even in an office building lobby. Thanks be to God that he does, or we would be lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.